You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about therapy, right? Like the traditional sense of what is therapy? What am I doing here? Why am I going? And kind of exploring what it means to be in therapy. Okay, so let's jump right in. I think there's a couple of distinctions that are really important to kind of break down and understand, in that there's a couple of different therapeutic roles that can happen within the process. But when it comes to, like, if you're thinking traditional therapy, that is a supportive role where work is being done, right? So through either an eclectic style or a traditionalist style of therapy, we are setting goals, achieving goals, and creating change. And that's that traditional sense of therapy. And oftentimes in the past, this was kind of more inpatient or for very specific problems. And what we've seen over the years and kind of changing, we've seen that this can also kind of be a preventative form, like we talked about a couple of episodes ago, or we can kind of see it in the more everyday problem solving, changing to create a better life. And then there are a couple other roles that I think can be very therapeutic, and sometimes we move into these roles once we've done that kind of traditional form of therapy where we're setting goals, achieving goals, and creating change. So then we can have kind of this maintenance therapy place where perhaps I've been going to my therapist for a long time and there's an attachment built and care there. And so there's not necessarily that goal setting or achieving of something, but I'm kind of coming in to check in and make sure that I'm still using my skills and that I am maintaining the level of change in which we've worked on, and that relationship is there to kind of have accountability and check in and maintain the change. And then I think there's also this kind of supportive role that happens, right? So again, not typically in the beginning of therapy, but can sometimes happen in the beginning of therapy where a client's just having a really tough day, and they don't have someone that they can vent to or really debrief a difficult situation. And so more of a supportive role comes in where we're just listening to what the client's experience is and what they're doing. And there isn't a lot of goal setting or change orientation happening. And it's just more of that listening and allowing the client to process whatever it is that they're processing. So that's kind of like the three main categories that we can kind of see in therapy. And again, there can be fluctuation within a therapeutic relationship where maybe we'll kind of bounce between all three, or maybe it'll be more strictly one. But when it comes to therapy, I think it's really important to remember that if we're choosing to do therapy, that the supportive role or the kind of maintenance role doesn't happen, like that's not the primary use of therapy, right? Like the primary use of therapy is to goal set, to achieve goals, and to create change, right? So if we're just going to therapy for either that maintenance or that supportive role, we might want to look into other types of supportive roles that we can access. So just a nugget to think about as to why am I going to therapy, and what is the purpose. Okay, until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.